Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. Damn glad to have you. You can check us out on the YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, however you get your streaming devices to be seen. Fesco, Dusty, put it on your TV while you get ready for your work day. Or just go hack the TV that's in your office and just put it on there. That'd be kind of funny. We pride ourselves as the best looking radio show here at 96.5 The Fan.
Maybe in the city.
Not a lot of tough competition.
No, there really isn't. Other than Scott Parks,
yeah.
He's a very handsome man.
He kind of looks like Doc from the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, I can see that a little bit. Yeah.
I can definitely see that. I'm friends with him on Facebook, and his profile picture is a profile picture, and the glasses are resting on the nose, and it just looks like
I know. Yes.
He's ready to whistle while he works.
Yes, he does.
as are we, as it is Tuesday, which means we get to do our Tough Tuesday. Bob, why don't you lead this off? Your name's first on the list, not as in Tough Tuesdays. I'm just saying as in the
maybe,
rundown.
Maybe, who knows?
No. It'd be me before you, bud.
Let's go with three guys on the list this week. Mm-hmm. I think Doug Peterson is the leader in the clubhouse this week for getting fired before the end of the season. Didn't he kind of allude to that over the weekend or whatever?
You want to hear some audio?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, okay, let's hear what he had to say.
It's
right?
Very short.
Okay.
And I believe the question is in there. It is. Here it is.
What was supposed to happen on the final Mac interception? If he didn't get hit and throw the pick?
I'm not going to go through the details of the play because you guys wouldn't figure it out. But we'll look at the tape tomorrow and we'll
what
make those
a bag
calls.
Of
wow,
a comment.
What a douche. I mean, I hate to be that way, but that's a douchey comment right there.
And
I'm
the
not going to go through the plays
like,
because you guys wouldn't understand type stuff. That's just weak.
That's like
man.
That Brandon Staley foreshadowing, like, I'm calling the defense plays.
Yeah,
okay?
You just don't do something like that.
Bye.
Yeah, take care, buddy. See you later.
Oh, nice knowing you, Doug.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's just. You
got a Super Bowl ring. You got with Kenny and I. Goodbye.
Yeah. I mean, this is just not something you do when you're the head coach of a football team. So he does. He's the leader in the clubhouse with the odds. He's actually negative money to get fired next in the NFL. I've got Mike McCarthy on the list, shockingly, with the Sun and all that kind of stuff
man,
that's going
bad
on
for
down
Mike,
there.
Actually.
I
really do. After Micah Parsons' comments, like, that's not fair, dude.
What did Micah Parsons say, though, that was
says
bad?
A dead man walking.
He did not. Say that though. He said Mike McCarthy can go wherever he wants. I'm more concerned about my players that are at the end of their careers. And everybody took that because I actually listened to the comment this morning again to make sure I didn't miss something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Micah Parsons just said Mike McCarthy can go wherever he wants. I'm more concerned about some of these players that are possibly playing in their last seasons
but
or
just,
at the end of their contracts.
Yeah, but just next question that. Like, be like, that's not something I'm willing to talk to you guys about. Instead of be like, yeah, you can go wherever you want. So that's basically just saying, like, I don't care about my head coach.
Yeah.
Look,
I
and
understand
I'm not,
what you're saying from that standpoint.
And again, like, I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that I know how to do media stuff like that. But, like, one, like, that's your head coach. Two, we all know.
Right.
Right? We all know it's coming. His execution day from Jerry Jones will eventually come. And you don't need to be Micah Parsons, who, by the way, played in his first games. It's like week two. And you come out and you could just be like, you know what? Like, because the same thing. Here's the thing. The same thing I will say.
Yeah.
If we get mad at coaches for throwing players on the bus, this is essentially a player throwing a coach
sure.
on the bus.
Sure. I understand. I get it.
Because he could be
yeah.
like, Micah just, you know, he didn't really have it off the edge today. It's like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Like,
see, the way that I interpreted it as, though, I went back to the old college days where coaches would just bounce and go wherever they want and do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy's going to have a job somewhere doing something. A lot of these players,
you think
the
so?
End, a coordinator or an advisor or there's to be something.
I was going to say, Norv returners with the Raiders, so anything's
never
possible.
Count anything out, right? But a lot of these players, man, like I'm a players guy, like I'm a union guy, always support the players and whatnot because the owners take all this cash.
I respect the union.
A lot of these guys are done, and then it's over for them, and there's nowhere else to go. There's no their careers are over, and so I get that. Like, there's a finality for players. There's not necessarily a finality for coaches in the NFL. These guys are kind of like cockroaches. But I will say this: when you start to look at the tastiness, if you will, of a job, the Jets job tastes like, you know, like you're licking bad feet. The Dallas Cowboy job is like
big
you're
foot
eating
guy.
Like,
big foot guy.
I am. But the Dallas job too is it's Tuesday. The Dallas job is like you're eating toe jam because this guy has won 12 games in a row for the last 3 years. And he came in on the hot seat. Like, are you giving somebody an opportunity to have success down there? Like, if you're going to take these jobs, the Jets or the Cowboys, you're like, what do I have to do to be successful and not be on the hot seat every year? So, I don't know, man. Like, that Dallas job is going to be very interesting. I hope Deion Sanders gets it because it's great for our business. But, man.
Somebody called that in July. Either way, here was Micah Parsons' comment.
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. But, you know, all coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants, but guys, I kind of feel bad for his guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hope for.
He did it, and then he didn't,
yeah,
and then he did it.
Did.
He's
yeah,
like, it's above my pay grade to talk about the head coach, but hey, he can go wherever he wants. And by the way, I'm here for these guys who have done way more than he's ever done.
Yeah, that part right there, I'll give you that. That part right there is a little like, okay, maybe a little step the line a little bit, but I do understand what he's saying, man.
Just
these players'
contradict
careers
yourself. It's like, I'm not going to say anything bad about Pop. That guy sucks.
Yeah, that guy's terrible, man.
He's got low feet, like sucks toes.
That's right. Yeah. But finally, and Matt Eberflus.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to make a decision
because
if you don't make a decision sooner or later, you have wasted Caleb Williams.
Yeah, 9 sacks. Some of those could be on Caleb, but they are regressing. They're not progressing. He's done. I'll go quickly here. Antonio Pierce is out in Vegas. It's over. Eberflus, like you said, Doug Peterson, because he's a bag in his comment yesterday. Be like,
that
you guys wouldn't understand.
Yeah, come on, man.
And then the others are obvious. I think we're done putting. Now they're going back and forth with Daboll. Like I said, if it could be, it might be, it could not be, it could be, but it doesn't look good.
I think they'll keep him.
I think they're going to keep Daboll. Yeah. I think they're going to actually try to get him a quarterback, but you start to look at these quarterbacks that are available. I mean, you talk about ass. This is, I mean, the quarterbacks that are coming out right now. I saw one mock draft who mocked Quinn Ewers to the Giants. Do you think that's really giving Brian Daboll somebody to work with? Quinn Ewers?
But he's, I don't know. Mac, who's your tough Tuesdays?
Yeah, I mean, I would be the same list as you guys. I think we're down to these few names.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Games now. Really, the question is, in what sequence are these guys going to lose their jobs? Because I would say you guys didn't name one person who's not getting fired.
Right.
It's just, is it midseason? Is it after the fact? I mean, to me, if Doug Peterson hasn't already been fired, I guess he's safe for the rest of the year.
Depends on, the thing is about these that I found out is you have to look at the contracts. Like, if they have to, like, obviously give them, all the money up front. But if it's one of those things where it's so uncomfortable, like if the Bears get embarrassed again, the players will leave. The players will start talking. Like, you look at the teams that have
the
already
players
fired.
Players are already talking in Chicago about right. not playing. Like, there was one guy yesterday that said they're not playing for, like, everybody's not playing hard enough and stuff like
and
that.
And that's like, the thing. Like, and then your future quarterback is starting to just get absolutely waxed. They're going to stick behind him. You look at the firings that have already happened this year. In Dan Quinn, Cam Jordan was, like, leaving the locker room. Derek Carr had to go chase him down.
Right.
And then in New York, it was a disaster. Like, Rodgers is like, Sala, we're just completely off the entire season last year too, and it's like, all right, just get me out of here.
But Jerry Jones did say he learned not to fire a coach in midseason. He's done that before and he regrets that. So I don't think McCarthy gets fired midseason, but I think he does get fired after the year.
He'll be Red Monday's first name.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
Or Black Monday is what they call it. Yeah, it'll be like Mike McCarthy and Dallas decide to split ways. Like, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Unless Doug Peterson beats him out the door because he's in the Eastern time zone.
Yeah, no kidding. To kind of do a backside of it, so we got a quick little 30 seconds each here. Best first-year head coaches you like this year
so far? Dan Quinn.
That's it for me.
Yeah, he's done an unbelievable job in Washington. To take over a franchise that has been in such disarray for the last 20 years, to have a rookie quarterback to be 7-3 or whatever they are right now, he's done a great job there. I really respect Dan Quinn.
Mac, you got a few that you liked in their first year showing their strength?
Yeah, I think Dan Quinn and Harbaugh obviously have done great jobs, but I'm going to take an actual first-year guy. So I'll take Mike McDonald, only 37 years old, and this is a Seahawks team that I had being really bad, and they've been competent. They're vying for a playoff spot in week 10.
Are you putting money on them? I saw their odds to make the playoffs and to win that division are like plus 10,000 or something like that.
They play Arizona in 2 weeks. That's a big game.
That's a good game.
I got Jim Harbaugh on there, Raheem Morris in Atlanta.
Oh, he's doing great. I love Raheem Morris. I thought he got the shaft earlier on in his coaching career. He's a good coach.
He got Kirk Cousins. Their offense is doing what their offense should have done. He's actually using Bijan Robinson. That's
Kirk Cousins has been great, you know.
And he's not even going to be there next year because they're going to have Michael Penix be their starter and Kirk Cousins.
So does Kirk Cousins go to New York and
Dallas.
Play for the Giants?
No, go to Dallas.
Where is Trevor Lawrence going to end up?
Backup somewhere. I think Dan Quinn's on there. And then Mayo. I kind of see the Mayo effect happening in New England. Did you see, what's his face, Drake May's press conference?
Yes.
He walked in clapping saying, how about the defense before we do anything, boys?
No,
how about
I missed the defense? That's awesome.
Yes,
that's
wild.
That's an infection.
I was drinking Fireball. I missed that.
He came out and he's like, how about the defense before we do any question, before we give any credit, let's give the defense a credit, and like big smile. Drake May's the starter. They kind of got this like vibe around them. They're just a couple players away from maybe kind of turning that team into somebody who can please compete with the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East. So
come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.